This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. India's coronavirus death toll shot past 200,000 Wednesday as a relentless wave of new cases swamped hospitals and sent desperate families out into the streets of the capital in search of oxygen supplies and medicine. Infection and death rates are soaring in the vast country of 1.3 billion. In contrast with the United States and some European nations, which are taking tentative steps backwards towards normal life. The virus has now killed more than 3.1 million people worldwide. India is driving the latest surge, recording 360,000 new infections, a global record, and more than 3,000 deaths Wednesday. In the capital, New Delhi, parking lots have been converted to crematoriums. As more Americans get COVID-19 vaccine shots, the CDC is changing its guidelines on wearing masks outdoors. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's what CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky calls another step toward normalcy.
There are many situations where fully vaccinated people do not need to wear a mask, particularly if they are outdoors.
She says the exception is in a big crowd, like a stadium. The change comes amid hopeful signs, drops in virus cases, hospitalizations and deaths, increases in vaccinations, and data showing most virus transmission happens indoors.
If you're vaccinated, you can do more things more safely.
President Biden says more than a third of American adults are now fully vaccinated, and he hopes the new guidelines spur more people to get shots. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For the latest COVID-19 news, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Myanmar's military launched air assaults for the second day in a row into rebel-held territory after gunfire was heard from neighboring Thailand, a Thai official said Wednesday. Fighting continues to escalate along the border. More than 24,000 people have been driven from their homes since the military launched its first airstrikes in the area last month. Myanmar has been in turmoil since the junta ousted civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi in a February 1st coup, its power grab angering much of its population. The anti-junta movement has also garnered some support from ethnic rebel groups, which control territory along Myanmar's border regions. At least 10 people were killed in a gun battle between police and rebels in Indonesia's Restive Papua region, authorities said, in an apparent retaliation for the execution of a top intelligence chief. The hours-long shootout Tuesday ended with 9 guerrillas and a police officer dead, while 2 more officers were wounded, police said. A rebel group spokesman dismissed the report of rebels being killed as a big lie and propaganda. The Italian government hailed the detention in France Wednesday of 7 former members of the left-wing extremist group, the Red Brigades, saying the pain of their crimes still endured. Prime Minister Mario Draghi welcomed France's decision to act on Italy's request against those, quote, responsible for very serious terrorist crimes, which have left a wound that is still open, end quote. The fate of those detained Wednesday was discussed between Draghi and French President Emmanuel Macron, the Italian Premier's office said. Britain's Electoral Commission Wednesday announced a formal probe into how Prime Minister Boris Johnson paid for a lavish makeover of his Downing Street flat, seriously escalating a simmering scandal. The commission, which regulates party and election finance, has the powers to demand the repayment of questionable donations, levy fines, or ultimately refer investigation to the police for criminal prosecution. Its probe significantly darkens the cloud hanging over the Conservative Prime Minister ahead of UK-wide local elections May 6th, the first polls to be held since the COVID-19 pandemic and since Brexit took full effect this year. The U.S. State Department Tuesday ordered a significant number of its remaining staff at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul to leave Afghanistan as the military steps up the pullout of American troops from the country. The order came as the U.S. Special Envoy for Afghanistan told lawmakers it no longer made sense to continue the relationship there. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.